I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As Iraq battles COVID-19 along with the rest of the world, ISIS continues to cause trouble in northern regions of the country. Samuel of Redemptive Story says this terrorist activity has always been there.
ISIS, like the rest of us, is using technology in a new and fresh way. They are using Zoom. They are using the same means by which we communicate to have private conversations and meetings. They're doing the same thing, and they've learned to adapt.
But Christians are adapting too. Samuel describes the church in Iraq as surviving before the pandemic, but interactions with social media has made a lot of impact in the country, with thousands tuning in to view live-streamed services. This gospel movement is the only thing that can break the power of ISIS. Please pray that through the church, God will transform Iraq. And a new UK study shows worsening mental health among prisoners and prison staff as a result of the pandemic. Underfunding and overcrowding increases the risk of COVID-19 infections for both these populations. The same problems exist in U.S. prisons, where World Missionary Press sends scripture booklets and study guides. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says authorities consider pastoral care non-essential, so prisoners have been without chaplains since mid-March. But paper missionaries, like World Missionary Press scripture booklets, can still get in.
We are still sending out prison material. In fact, we've had chaplains tell us that they can use all we can send them because they can't have church services within the prisons now.
Find your place in the story and send gospel hope through World Missionary Press at missionnews.org, a service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Dot Morris.